23.
So good. You ready to kick us off? Alrighty, make sure you're all there. Philippians chapter 4.
At last you are concerned about me again. That makes me very happy. We belong to the Lord. I know that you were concerned, but you had no chance to show it. I'm not saying this because I need anything. I have learned to be content no matter what happens to me. I know what it's like not to have what I need. I also know what it's like to have more than I need. I have learned the secret of being content no matter what happens. I am content whether I am well, fed, or hungry. I am content whether I have more than enough or not enough. I can do all this by the power of Christ. He gives me strength. But it was good of you to share in my troubles. And you believers at Philippi know what happened when I left Macedonia. Not one church helped me in the matter of giving and receiving. You were the only one that did. That was in the early days when you first heard the good news. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me help when I needed it, and you did it more than once. It is not that I want your gifts. What I really want is what is best for you. I have received my full pay and have more than enough. I have everything I need. That's because Epaphroditus brought me the gifts you sent. They are a sweet-smelling offering. They are a gift that God accepts. He is pleased with it. My God will meet all your needs. He will meet them in keeping with his wonderful riches. These riches come to you because you belong to Christ Jesus. Give glory to our God and Father forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Greet all God's people. They belong to Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings. Most of all, those who live in the palace of Caesar send you greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Great reading. Let's give her a clap. Good job. All right. Before we start, I'm just going to pray. So bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for youth group. I pray that the word that will go out tonight and many people will hear your word and grow in love and knowledge of you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so first thing I want is everybody to stand up. So everybody stand up. So we're going to play a game. Shh. Everybody stand up, girls in the middle, boys in the middle, stand up. All right, we're going to play a game called Content or Content. You might be asking, what is the difference? So I'm going to show a photo on the screen. Shh. You're right, boys. All right, I'm going to show a photo on the screen. And if you think that they are like content and they're satisfied in life, hands on your head. But if you think they're like content and they're funny and they're like pursuing something different, they're content, hands on your bottom. Okay? Do you get that? And if you're wrong, you'll sit down. There's 5 questions, so we'll see. So first one, is this granny, is she content? Or is she like, no, is she content or is she content? All right, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, she is content. She's satisfied. You can see she looks calm. So if your hands were on your bum, please sit down. All right, next one. We got Erling Haaland. All right, so in this situation, is Erling Haaland, is he content in life or is he like content? Is he funny? Yeah. Pretty easy again. Obviously, he's content. He's not content. Okay. Next one. Here we have a man crying. Is he content in life or is he content? So content is like satisfied. You're content in life. You're content. You're calm. And this is like your content. You're like something to look at. You're funny. Something like that. Who knows? Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a little mix here. We have he is content in life. He's actually content in life. So if your hands are on your bottom, which is most of you, sit down. He's content in life because you can be sad and still be content in life. Just because you're sad doesn't mean you're not content. All right. Next one. We have a guy shopping. He's shopping. Is he content in life or is he content? What do you reckon? No. So content as in you're calm, you're satisfied, or he's content, like he's funny, he's something to look at. 3, 2, 1. Okay, yeah, he's content in life. Even though he's shopping, he's still content. All right, so hands on your bottom, sits down. All right. Okay, last one. This photo's a little bit random. She's not the best flick. All right, is Taylor Swift, is she content in life? Or is she content? Lucas Lynn says both. All right, hey, guys, listening. No. Okay, Taylor Swift is content. She's obviously content, something to be experienced and look at. She's not content. So hands on your bottom, sit down. All right, everyone, you guys are all the winners, right? Everyone sitting down. Sitting down. All right, all right, thanks. So we've just played my favorite game of content or content, but what does it even mean to be content? I think a great way of defining what being content means is being satisfied with what you have and who you are because God has you and you trust in Him. I'll say that again. Content is being satisfied with what you have and who you are because God has you and you have your trust in Him. So to be satisfied, it means to be happy with who you are, not wanting more. So let's see what the passage says about this. From verse 11. Oh, no, that's the definition of content. From verse 11. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. In the passage, we see that Paul has experienced having much and having little. Yet, no matter the situation that he is in, he is content in God. He can continue being content because God gives him the strength to carry on as a Christian rejoicing. We see this in verse 10. And irrespective of his circumstances, he will rejoice and be content in God. Our circumstances don't change the reality that God loves us and cares for us in life. No matter what happens in Paul's life, he's able to be content because he knows that God has got him. So here's a good example to think about this. Imagine little Brody here in year 8. All right. Here's little Brody in year 8. I had experienced both times of plenty and times of scarcity when it came to my grades at school. So sometimes, phone's away, you don't need to take a photo. Phone's away. Sometimes I would ace my tests effortlessly, and sometimes I really struggled to keep up with school and schoolwork. Despite my many ups and many downs, I didn't find content in my academic success or failures. Instead, I strived to find contentment in my faith with God. I drew strength and peace from knowing that God is with me in every aspect of my school life. He's guiding me through both the rough and the smooth patches. This story may relate to many of you guys. However, I'm not saying don't strive to do the best that you can in school. You should always put in your best effort. However, I am saying that no matter the result that you receive, don't panic. Be satisfied with what you have and who you are, because God has you if you have your trust in Him. So guys, to be content in God is to trust in Him so that you're satisfied with what you have for now. So the first point is what being content is. It's all good and well knowing what being content is, but how can we do this? I'm going to look at two really major mind shifts to enable you to be content in your relationship with God. When you think about life in light of these two things, everything will shift for you. You are no longer dragged along looking for better, for best, or comparing yourself to others. When you realize the way the world really works, you will no longer be hungering after things in this world to satisfy you, but you will truly find contentment in God. So listen up. Here are the two massive mind shifts we need to adopt. Number one, we need to recognize the fleeting nature of this world. This world is truly so fleeting. So fleeting. And everything in life will fade at some point. But God will always love you unconditionally. Let's look at what Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. Paul is highlighting how fleeting this world is. He says that we enter the world with nothing and we also leave the world with nothing. Therefore, because things in this world are so temporary and the only eternal and everlasting thing is God, we should be content in Him as He will never fail us. Even when your friends, your school, and the girl or boy that you like fails you, God remains our rock, our cornerstone. He remains our Savior and He never fails. Think about it like this. Can I get one volunteer to come up here quickly? Mrs. Schwartz. Up you come, okay? So the rope I'm about to hold up. Adelaide, do you want to hold this side? Good job. Keep going, keep going. This rope here. It's not a tug of war, don't worry. Oh! This rope here represents how, like, long you'll be alive, which is eternity, essentially. Obviously, it's not as long as an eternity, but if you have your trust in Jesus, this represents eternity. And this little bit right here, tiny bit right here in my index finger and my thumb, represents your time now, right? So, do you see how small this part of this rope is compared to the rest of the rope? This world is so fleeting. Your time here is fleeting compared to eternity. And God is so great and so powerful and so loving that He loves us forever no matter what we do to Him. Thanks. All good. You can go grab a seat. So because this life is so fleeting and God is the only eternal rock that never fails, be content in Him. So the second thing we need to recognize is we need to recognize that the Spirit is living inside of you if you believe Jesus is Lord. The Spirit is living inside of you if you believe that Jesus is your Lord. The Spirit strengthens us and renews us every day to be like Christ. Knowing this, use it to help you to be content in God. It can help you be content in God as you know that in all things that you do, you have God on your side and you're not doing it alone. You can trust that everything that happens in your life is a part of God's plan for you. So trust in Him and be content in Him. In Philippians 4 verses 13, Paul writes, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." Many athletes and celebrities you've probably seen have used this verse to claim that they can do anything and go crazy in their sports or in their whatever their industry is. And maybe this might be true that God gives them that strength in certain circumstances. But the context of this passage is actually saying that Paul can be content in God whether he's in jail, being beaten, or living freely and safely. Because he's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of God enabling and strengthening him to trust God and be content in God. By being content in God, Paul doesn't need to panic about any situations happening on earth, as he knows that God has it under control and everything in his life will happen for God's glory. We need to strive to be like Paul. And if you're going through a really difficult time with friends and family, I'm really sorry. That's really difficult. And please reach out to one of the leaders so we can pray for you and love you. But I want to encourage you to stand firm and recognize that the Spirit of God is in you if you trust Jesus. And God has everything under control. No matter how it might seem on earth right now, He has everything under control. If you are struggling with mental health or physical health, I'm sorry, that's really difficult. I again want to encourage you to reach out to a leader who can love you and pray for you. But I want to remind you that Jesus has everything under control. And He unconditionally loves you so you can always be content in God. So guys, the two key ways to be content in God is to recognize the fleeting nature of this world and recognize that you have the Spirit of God living in you if you put your trust in Jesus. So we know what being content is and we know two ways to enable ourselves to be content. But how does this practically apply to us and affect us in our everyday life? By being content in God, we will live for Jesus despite the circumstances, even when it is hard. Let's see what the passage says. So Philippians 4 from verse 14. "Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts, what I desire is that more be credited to your account. I've received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." I think this passage is a beautiful and significant example of generosity because the Philippians did not care about their circumstances or what other people thought. They shared with great gusto and did what God called them to do, even though they thought it was a bit weird. They did this all because they trusted in God, they were satisfied in God, and they found their contentment in God. They live for Jesus despite the circumstances, even when it is hard, because they are content. We are to be like the Philippians and live for Jesus despite the circumstances, even when it is hard, because we need to be content in God also. If you don't get those marks you are striving for, you need to be content in God. If your friendship with someone else breaks down, you need to be content in God. It all hurts, and I acknowledge that. It hurts. It's really difficult. But our life is not over, and we should not be devastated and destroyed by the disappointments in life, because our ultimate satisfaction and contentment is in God and not in the things of this world. The truth is, and this is hard to grapple with, but how we feel does not determine our value or worth. I'll say that again. How we feel does not determine our value or worth. What we achieve does not determine our value or worth. That Jesus died for me determines that. That God loves me determines that. And in this, I find my contentment, my ultimate satisfaction. Because he is for me and he loves me and has in store for me something way, 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 way more. This world is so fleeting. But God has given me his spirit so that I might endure in this world. So when you face those hard moments, disappointment is okay. But we get up off the canvas and we are not destroyed by them, because we have God's strength and power and his love and a hope of heaven forever. Things may be hard on earth, but this does not last forever. We have an eternity to look forward to if you put your trust in Jesus. So junior high, be content in all things and have joy in everything you do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for junior high. I pray for those that may not know you here in this room tonight, Lord, I pray that, yeah, they will hear your word and they will, if it's your will, be saved and come into faith with you, Lord. I pray that all of junior high knows that their value is not defined in their achievements or their relationships or people in their life, but their value and dignity and their worth is found in you, Lord. Lord, I pray that these kids here can be really content in you, no matter the situations in life. When families break down, it's really hard, and when mental health is really hard or physical health, that they will realize that their contentment is in you, and no matter what actually happens in life, they can keep going because it is you and the spirit in them that gives them strength, Lord. Amen.